Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Korean MPs have begun impeachment proceedings against President Yoon Suk-yeol after thwarting his shock move to impose martial law. And for more on this, I'm joined by John Everard, former UK ambassador to North Korea. Good morning to you, John. Can you just explain for people what exactly has happened here?
Yes, late last night in Korean time, President Yoon announced he was declaring martial law. For martial law to stick, the National Assembly has to let it pass. The National Assembly convened very quickly, probably before President Yoon managed to get his troops to the building to prevent them gathering, rejected martial law, and the president then, you know, bound by the Constitution, rescinded the order. So the whole thing ended in a kind of farce. This morning, the National Assembly has gathered again and has tabled a motion of impeachment against the president, saying that quite apart from various allegations of corruption against him and against his wife and against various others of his cronies, he acted unconstitutionally. He wasn't allowed to declare martial law without full cabinet approval. Now, there are 300 members of the South Korean National Assembly. To table a resolution, you need 100. They got 191 this morning, so a good wide margin there. To actually force through an impeachment motion, they need 200. Now, what that means in practical politics is that for this to go forward, the opposition has to flip at least 8 members of the government party. Now, they can probably do that, but there's bound to be quite a lot of behind-the-scenes negotiation before this motion moves forward.
OK. The president, of course, said that martial law was needed to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces and to eliminate anti-state elements. But it is thought perhaps it was more of a response to domestic pressure on the president. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think anybody's taking very seriously the idea that this was really aimed at North Korea. The immediate trigger seems to have been a massive parliamentary row over the budget, where he's found himself facing entrenched opposition from the opposition parties. He runs a minority government. His own party was hammered in the parliamentary elections last year, so he's had an uphill struggle ever since then. And it looks as if he was simply exasperated. There have been reports for several weeks now that he's been considering imposing martial law, but nobody actually expected him to do so, and certainly not to do so in this way. I mean, if you want to impose martial law, you do basic things like get your security forces round to media outlets. He didn't do that. Journalists were wandering around saying, life just goes on, you know, what's happening? You try and close down the internet, and you get to the National Assembly before National Assembly members can convene. He failed to do all those things.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is John Everard there, former UK ambassador to North Korea.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.